Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with the Rock Paper Podcast. Very excited to welcome Music Record Shop on sponsoring this episode. Music Record Shop is a premier record store featuring the largest selection of new vinyl in the St. Louis area, as well as new cassettes, CDs, and used vinyl. They offer hard-to-find titles from your favorite local St. Louis acts, as well as world-renowned bands. Official store hours are Tuesday through Thursday, 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. or later. Located in the heart of the Grove at 4191 Manchester Avenue, right in between the demo and the ready room. Find them online at musicrecordshop.com, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Tell them the Rock Paper Podcast sent you. Are you and your friends trying to figure out what to do tonight? Hit up do314.com, the best place to find out about all the concerts and comedy shows and art openings and other cool stuff going on around St. Louis every night of the week. They're also giving away tickets to shows and festivals all the time. Go follow them on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at do314. Take it from me, I'm always trying to find shows, and this is where I go, do314.com.
Hey, hey, this is Chris Ward, and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, episode 86. Sitting here in Taco Bell with Chris Ward.
Hey, we're in a Taco Bell on Kings Highway.
Yeah.
This is episode 86?
Yeah, 86, man.
That's a lot of episodes. That is more than the terrestrial radio show that I've done.
Yeah.
That's commitment.
Yeah, I'm trying, man. It's been getting a little crazy as of late. Like, I think I started with just doing it weekly with me and Chris.
Mm-hmm.
And then Chris left in May, and I've been...
died?
No, he just... stepped down from the show.
He stepped down. Yeah. Okay.
And so since then, it's opened my availability to record more. And I was mm-hmm. So I said, screw it. I'm just going to start recording all the time. And I think I did like 11 of them in June. So,
jeez. I can't do 11 of anything.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for meeting with me here in this Taco Bell.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're here for. I don't know what we're talking about. I like your show. I thought we could do it in a Taco Bell because I was hungry,
yeah.
And I wanted to try out some of their new offerings.
Yeah, well, let's talk about some of these offerings.
I'm enjoying. Speaking of 86, I 86 the bacon on my Bacon Club Chalupa. I got the Bacon Club Chalupa with no bacon because I don't like bacon, and I don't want to be pressured by the internet to like something I don't like. It's fucking terrible. It's really good. I got the Cap'n Crunch Delights Crunchberry Ball things.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
I'm ready to get to those in a bit, but right now I'm going to enjoy this Chalupa. It's delicious.
Yeah. But yeah, man, I just... you've become one of my favorite personalities around town. I enjoy reading your silly stuff on Facebook and things, and
I was gonna say I don't actually do anything. I hang out around comics.
Yeah.
I post on Facebook. I do a radio show, but
right.
I don't really do anything.
Well, that's why I guess we first met like a year ago. You were doing started the Loser Show with
that's
Jeremy.
Right.
So that's mm-hmm. where I think that's where we first met. Was I was on
Jeremy Essig and I did Loser, a live action game show, which is still going on. At the Heavy Anchor, but I am no longer a co-host.
Yeah.
I decided I just kind of run my course. Like, Jeremy has this joke where he's trying to hit on a girl, and I'm going to butcher this, but... Oh. Like, Jeremy's like, I'm going to talk to this girl, but I don't even want to hear the shit I've got to say. Right. And that's sort of how I felt. Like, I don't even want to hear the shit I've got to say right now.
Right.
Unlike all you out there, who are dying to hear this. But, yeah, you know, I ran its course for me. Like, it's still fun. I'll probably go. And Heather Lindsay Donahue's the new co-host. She's hilarious and awesome and fun and a lot more attractive than I am. So it'd be a good time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is she still, does she have the drum kit?
She does. Yeah. My mouth is so warm. she has her own tiny drum kit. For those of you who haven't seen the show, Loser, a live-action game show, was this thing Jeremy created, and I sort of helped him with, where I play this tiny drum kit. I'm the co-host. He's the host. It's game show wackiness. We have a pizza roll eating contest, and we play live video games. It's just a big, dumb excuse to be stupid. That's what it is.
Yeah, we had Jeremy on a while back, and talked about it a little bit, but it was a lot of fun.
It's a good time.
Yeah, I haven't been out to in a while, but yeah, it's always a good time.
I love the Heavy Anchor.
Yeah, great place.
The Heavy Anchor's been around 3 or 4 years now. I'm really glad that people are patronizing such a fine establishment.
Exactly.
Getting ripped on the weekdays.
Yeah. Yeah, they always got cheap PBR and...
cheap whiskey.
Yeah, whiskey.
I'm going to give this beef chalupa... I got the Bacon Club Chalupa with no bacon, and I'm going to give it a 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
It has a ranch avocado sauce. My favorite thing at Taco Bell was the Baja Beef Chalupa, and they got rid of the Baja sauce, and for a while you had to ask for it special. They keep it in a caulking gun, and you had to be like, I want the special Chalupa sauce, and, you know, it was like in a desk, and if you asked for it special, you could get it, but they finally did away with that,
right.
And this has kind of taken its place for me, so I'm really excited that Taco Bell is offering a new sauce that I like. Yes.
You ever listen to Matt Bronger?
Matt Bronger? I don't think so.
He's a funny comic I like from the Chicago area. It came up with Kyle Kinane and T.J. Miller. And
oh, yeah.
All these
okay.
guys. So he's in that kind of class.
Mm-hmm.
And but he's got a great... his first album's called Soak Up the Night, and it's kind of like he's got a bit of going through... fast food drive-thru at night, and how it's the drunk driving drive-thru, and how
I think Kyle Kinane had a bit like that too, so maybe that's the ticket to stand-up stardom.
Yeah,
fast food bits.
But Matt was like saying how everything at Taco Bell comes out of a gun, like it's the and he's saying like how it's the sour cream can and stuff, and he was saying how and guacamole goes the guac nine, you know, like
the guac nine, like a tech nine,
right?
It's like the quick draw McGraw of shit. It's just like I love anything that comes out of a gun. Food that comes out of a gun.
Right.
I'll take it. I'll eat it. I love fast food. I went through a healthy phase. That's no more.
That's
just I just want to eat this kind of stuff. just be happy. You're gonna die soon. So just eat it. Just eat whatever. It's my philosophy now.
Like Weird Al said, just eat it.
Yes.
That's what I live by.
I'm eating a Dorito taco. The one thing I'm annoyed at, and I work in marketing, like that's my day job. A lot of these companies are trying to take out artificial flavoring and artificial colors and stuff because there's all these reports that say, you know, people want healthy fast food now. People in the quick service industry want, like, healthy alternatives. And all these millennials, as they say, you know, want a new kind of thing and a fresh experience. And it's all bullshit because they did this study. And millennials say they don't eat at McDonald's, but it's actually the number one place they do eat at. Chipotle comes in at, like, number 11. So they're not even, like, just so they're lying. They're saying, like, oh, yeah, I want to eat healthy. But they're not doing any of that. And as a result, people who are old and white are making these decisions to change their menu to screw, you know, and it's screwing everything up. But Taco Bell's doing it right because they've got a Captain Crunch Delights dessert. It's like it's all like stoner food. And
right.
When I walk into Taco Bell, I have no illusions about what I don't want the Fresca menu or whatever.
Right.
I want the Dorito taco.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm enjoying.
And the nice thing about Taco Bell, too, is they have a picture of everything on the menu. So you don't even have to...
You just point.
Yeah, just want that. but anyway.
I didn't even get judged when I said... They don't judge.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want this bacon taco with no bacon. And they're like, yeah, that's fine. No judgment zone.
That's what I like. You're welcome here.
You go to a steakhouse and get ketchup. My dad, because we're from where I'm from, like from the middle of nowhere. My parents raised us to like eat steak with ketchup. And it's the, you know, Applebee's steak. It wasn't until like later in life that I'm like, oh, you don't put ketchup on a steak, you know. And apologies if you do, Shane. I don't know. I don't know your steak habits. But like, you know, if you go to a fancy restaurant and ask for ketchup on a steak, they're going to give you the stink eye. No, it's not going to happen at Taco Bell. I like that. What are you having? What are you eating, ma'am?
I got the Crunchwrap.
What's in the Crunchwrap?
Tortilla, meat, and cheese.
It is all tortilla, meat, and cheese. It's just folded into different combinations. I like the Cantina Power Bowl. I can see it from here. Like, I wanted to get a protein boost before I go to Gold's Gym.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So where are you from? Where did you grow up?
I'm originally from, I'm from a place where it's on the way to nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Rushville, Illinois.
Yeah.
And it's a nice little town, small town, nice people. About 3,000 people. My family owns a pizza restaurant there for about 20 years. And they did stuff before that. You know, my dad coal mine. My mom worked in a sale barn. A sale barn is, where these farmers come and they sit on these coffee cans and they auction off cattle. And then my mom would like write down, oh, so and so bought this fucking cow. And then she would come home smelling like cows and it was awful. And that's how they, you know, we didn't have a whole lot like growing up or whatever. I'm not running for office. I'm not trying to do like from humble roots. I'm my son of the goat ball licker or whatever. But, you know, we would eat like hot dogs, cut up hot dogs and macaroni. Like that was our jam.
Yeah.
So when we bought a pizza place, knowing nothing about the pizza industry, that was awesome to me as an eighth grader because it was free pizza every night for the rest of my life, and I wondered why I had acne all through school. But yeah, it's good. I go back occasionally. I went. Yeah. They have a little county fair. I took my girlfriend to the county fair and. Only one Confederate flag this year, which was cool. Like, usually it's just like, you know, Confederate flags and guns.
Yeah.
And fuck you, gays. You know, it's like kind of how it is.
Yeah.
The sheriff, to give you an idea, the sheriff of my hometown was on Facebook, and he didn't know how Facebook worked, and he commented on a picture of one of his deputy's kids, and the comment he wrote underneath was, "Look at this fag Jew boy." And I was like, oh my God, like, that's the sheriff of my hometown. So I took a picture of it and was like, hey, look at what the sheriff's saying. And it blew up into this huge story. Like, literally, the AP got a hold of it. It was in Australia, like, that the sheriff had said this thing. And all these groups were rightfully, like, up in arms about it. You know, because I got picked on when I was a kid. I'm a skinny little, like, dickhead. And, you know, I'm a smart ass. And so I got picked on a lot. And, you know, which is whatever, you know, and, but, like, for the sheriff to be saying, you're a fag, or you're a Jew, like, what the, you know, you can't do that. You couldn't even do that 10 years ago. Like, even now is terrible.
Sure.
And he got, like, basically, I think there was some diversity training, like everything now. People in this country have a short fuse and a short memory, so there was all this uproar, and then just nothing. Like, they got a slap on the wrist, and then he retired, like, with honors, and, you know, I'm conflicted because not a bad guy. He truly didn't understand what he was saying was wrong, which is a weird thing. It's like when your grandma's like, this Negro, you know?
Yeah.
You know, like, it's like your grandma's 90, so
yeah,
it's terrible, but you're kind of like, yeah, you're gonna die soon, so like, you know, what can you do? What can you do if your mind is set a certain way like that?
Sure.
You just, you know, so that's where I come from. It's a lot of that, but it's a little better now. It's people are good people, and they're not as offensive as it used to be. But I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So you were how long you been doing your radio show you mentioned last week?
I've been doing it over a year. Yeah. I have 60-something episodes. It's a blast. It's on KDHX Monday nights at 11 o'clock. I guess that'd be 88.1 in St. Louis. It's on... If you go to, like, TuneIn, the TuneIn app, mm-hmm. you can hear it on there. It's fun. I try to scream a lot and play whatever music I want. There's not a lot of places you can do that anymore.
Right. Yeah. Except for podcasting.
Except for podcasting.
That's why... I think that's why everybody's been kind of jumping on board with podcasts. Like, mm-hmm. the fact that there really are no rules. You can do what you want and have a good time. And
But... That is true. And this is a delicious taco. The thing I like about FM radio is that you have something to push against. Right. So you have rules. You have things you can't do. And that sort of makes you try to be a little more creative, mm-hmm. like, in some ways. Like, at least for me, anyway. It's like the difference between having, like, Pro Tools, and you have 100 tracks to record a song, or you have a 4-track player, and you have to make a lot of decisions, like, sure. I'm not going to include this, or I'm going to cut this out. And, I just like KDHX. I don't think there's any place in the country, maybe a few, that do that kind of thing, but that free-form, college style.
No,
but,
yeah, that's great.
You know, with a wide reach, so...
Yeah. So was this something you've been wanting to do for a long time, to be going to broadcasting? Or
I was a broadcasting major in college, but I hated it because my options were to sell ads for the radio, like in Peoria, Illinois or something. Which, no slam against, actually, yeah, fuck Peoria. what a dirt water, backwater shithole.
Shots fired.
For real, literally. No, I was in broadcasting and I didn't like it. The only reason I liked, the reason I got back into it is because of KDHX. It was, I applied for a marketing job, which I had no experience in. I just happened to fit in.
Right.
And did that for a while and got my show. And that was that. I actually got laid off. Sorry, I got a taco in my throat. I got laid off from KDHX because it's a nonprofit. And everything kind of hit the fan financially. But they were really cool in that they gave me my own show on a Friday. And then on a Monday, they laid me off. So it was like, oh, thanks. Oh, I don't have a job anymore. So I'm glad to be, like, not on staff because I don't have to worry about what I might say as much, you know? I can just kind of do whatever I want to do and leave.
Yeah.
So it's better that way.
So, yeah, your show's Loud, Quiet, Loud. Where'd that name come from?
Loud, Quiet, Loud, the name of my radio show, is based on, I guess I named it after there's that Pixies documentary, which is called Loud, Quiet, Loud. That's also their style of songwriting. I don't know if you can hear this Hall & Oates. Can you hear this? That might be too quiet. We're in this Taco Bell, and Hall & Oates Out of Touch is playing, which I unironically love. Like, oh, so good. At a point in your life, you just gotta stop liking things ironically. You gotta either love it or just...
Sure.
You know, it's no point. What was I talking about? I don't remember.
Loud, Quiet, Loud.
Yeah, so Loud, Quiet, Loud. Also, the Pixies' style of songwriting. A loud part of the song, and a quiet part, and a loud part. And so I'll play... It's just an excuse to play what I want. I'll play loud music. I like a lot of depressing music that might not fit into a punk rock format.
Yeah.
You know, I want to hear the Pixies, and I want to hear, you know, Operation Ivy or Fugazi or some of this old BS punk rock stuff. But then, like, Jason Molina, I like. Really depressing music. Bonnie Prince Billy. The more depressing, the better.
Yeah.
So I try to mix it up, depending on my mood.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's time now. I've eaten the chalupa and the Doritos taco, and it's time for the burrito supreme, which is my least favorite thing, which I saved for last. Apparently, I think this is yours too.
Oh, okay,
you got an extra taco,
jackpot,
and then we got dessert.
Yeah. There's a. comedian Henry Phillips, mm-hmm. that I really like. mm-hmm. that he and he does this like I don't know alter ego or whatever you want to call it, another character uh-huh. of himself and his
nom de plume.
His name is Jose Depresso or something like that. It's uh-huh. like, and he writes these like terribly depressing like songs that and they're like supposed to be like you know they're funny but like they're also like you know very like
they're
serious
purposefully yeah. like depressing
yeah so anyway yeah. I'll send you some of that if you like some depressing music so maybe
I love depressing
maybe,
music
maybe you'll like it
more than anything in the whole world
yeah
you gotta hear David Bazan Pedro the Lion
yeah.
very awesome depressing music
I don't know any of that stuff honestly.
Please check it out oh anything about yeah, all his songs are about murder or drinking they're all great good beans in this thing I just wanna saddle up on it.
I'm gonna isolate that as a sound drop and
good.
Just, nice beans.
Mm-hmm. So good.
Yeah. Mm. I do listen to a lot of like. I don't know, like not super depressing, I guess, but some of the singer songwriter stuff I like. I mean, obviously a lot of mm-hmm. those guys are battle with. Depression issues and,
yeah.
and drinking and everything mm-hmm. else. So there's all that in there too. And,
the best thing to do yeah. is to get depressed and go and depress other people.
Yeah. There's one guy I like, John Moreland,
mm-hmm.
and he's kind of blowing up right now. And
John Moreland?
Yeah. Yeah.
I have to look this up.
Yeah. Do you like you know Jason Isbell?
I've heard him, yeah.
yeah.
That's a big KDH. So KDHX is big in Americana.
Yeah, that's where he's at.
So
yeah.
I sort of through osmosis picked up a lot of that stuff.
Right.
But St. Louis also has an Americana problem. It's just too much.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so sick of it.
Well, that's,
But that's how it is.
John went on tour with Jason for a while, and that's where he really started getting, you know, things taken off for him.
Mm-hmm.
But he's, you know, he writes a lot of terribly depressing things in this song.
Have you heard a guy named Jeff Rosenstock?
Mm-mm.
So I just heard this album. It's out this year.
Yeah.
The album's called We Cool. We Cool with a question mark. The album cover is like a car backed into a house or something. Horribly fun and depressing lyrics, but like upbeat music.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun.
That's kind of like, I went to see that, Father John Misty.
Oh, I fucking hate that guy.
Yeah, I don't really get it, but, like...
I don't get it either. We were just talking about that today.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
He opened for, Alabama Shakes at the, Fox.
Yeah, I like those guys.
Yeah, I like Alabama Shakes, and that, with Father John Misty, like, you know, he's, like, writes these, like, real, like, kind of, like, sarcastic, like, undertone kind of
yeah.
lyrics, but, like, the music itself sounds good, but it's, like... The lyrics don't fit the music at all. Like, it's just strange.
Let me tell you, this burrito sucks. It's shitty. It's cold. It's not their fault. It just came part of the taco box. But I would rather eat this burrito every day than listen to Father John Misty once. Because he sucks. And it's, yeah. and this trending, like, Father John Misty covers some song that you like and ruins it. God, I hate that guy. I don't understand. I make boring music. I make, like, depressing music. Like, I could, you know, whatever. I don't get it.
But, well, that's another thing I was going to ask you about. You're, you still, performing?
I do perform. I do, occasionally, in my band, which is just me. I just got to get this album done. The band is called Acorns to Oaks. And... That's all I want to say about it. I do it for fun. I do it for me. I don't do it for any ambitious reasons.
Well, you were last year in Riverfront Times nominated, right?
That's right. It was nominated Best Singer Songwriter,
yeah.
which is bizarre. And Ellen the Felon deservedly won that year. I don't know. I do it for fun. We've got this album that's done. It just needs mixed and
yeah.
mastered, and it's $400. And about the time I decide I want to spend $400 on it, I guess I will. But
right.
No one's, like, you know, knocking down my door for this album.
I'd like to
hear. It's fun. I'll give it to you. I'll give you the roughs.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's my jam. Some Mariah.
Motions! Can't quite hit that note.
Yeah, that's a tricky one.
It's getting busy now at the Taco Bell.
It's dinner rush now.
It's happy hour at the Taco Bell. Yeah, it is. I think I know some of those people. I think I'm a regular now. Do you remember that moment when... So, my girlfriend and I have been going to Applebee's a lot.
Yeah.
Because, well, here's the thing. In South City, there are healthy options, but it's a lot of, it's a lot of organic, homespun bullshit, but it's only open till like 5. And we were looking for something healthy at the time. Again, I was on my healthy kick. And the only thing we could find that was cheap was like Applebee's. And they really do have like a cheap, not too bad menu.
Right.
I don't know if you've been to Applebee's lately, yeah. But they kind of stepped up their game a little bit. It's affordable. It's cheap. I don't work for Applebee's, by the way. And
this episode's sponsored.
Their drinks are like a quarter for a Malibu rum. It's like some crazy deal. And about the sixth time we went, because every time we went, we're like, I guess Applebee's, and we were like, haha, joking. About the sixth time, we're like, oh my god, we're regulars. Like this is, we subversively became regulars. So, yeah, hell yeah, Applebee's.
Yeah, what are the 2 for $20 or deal, 2 for $25?
They got wing dip flippers. They got Baja wonton slider nachos. I don't know.
I always laugh when I think of like Office Space when they go to Tchotchke's or whatever. Or whatever that is.
It's still what it's like, but everyone's aware of Office Space, so everyone there is aware that's the joke. So it's almost kind of cool now.
Yeah, like always, you guys everybody want some, there extreme is extreme fajitas or some jalapeno poppers.
Everyone's very unpretentious at Applebee's. If you go to Rooster or Treehouse or any of these places, and they're great places, don't get me wrong, and I love those options in St. Louis, but St. Louis as a city is kind of a circle jerk sometimes. Like, patting on your back, and maybe not enough criticism about stuff, and everybody, and I get it, that's why I love this city too. It's like the underdog mentality. But sometimes I would just want to get away from that scene and just like eat at Applebee's and not run into somebody and pretend like I love this craft beer, or whatever. I just want a Budweiser. My favorite beer is Budweiser.
Yeah.
And I want a Applebee's spring roll thing with nacho cheese on it. So yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. But.
I was also going to ask you about your friend Party Bear.
Yes, Party Bear.
Yeah.
He's in the car. Go get him. It's been raining so much, I haven't been able to transport Party Bear from my car to the office, where I'm keeping Party Bear at the office right now. I know that sounds lame, but it's a cool office. But it's been raining, so I don't want to get his fur wet. Party Bear is one of my favorite things of all time. My friend Chris Wernowski, who's an actual comic, a stand-up comic, found this on Craigslist, and it said 5-foot Party Bear for sale. And the pictures are hilarious. It's this older guy, and he has a shirt that's like, chips, dips, guns, pass the ammunition, or some weird thing.
Yeah.
Party Bear it's a 5-foot-tall stuffed bear with a Hawaiian shirt and an Elvis Presley shirt and sunglasses. And we're like, we got to buy this thing. So we crowdfunded it, and we raised not just the $200, but $400 to buy this bear and then put the money towards a birthday party and took pictures and stuff, and we're going to send them to the guy. After we bought the bear, we realized he really is emotionally attached to this bear. This man was selling this Party Bear because he was out of room in his house. He also has like a giant dragon and a Marilyn Monroe statue, but because of whatever life thing is going on with him, he can't keep all this stuff.
Yeah.
And so he almost cried when they picked it up. He gave me instructions on how to brush the fur. I later find out it was used in advertising, so there's some interesting history behind it.
Yeah.
And I am in love with this thing. And there's no room in my apartment right now, and we're not willing to use a whole closet for Party Bear. And I don't want to put him in the basement. It's going to get all moldy. But people seem to like that thing, and you take it somewhere in public, and people instantly want to see it, hang out with it, take their picture with it. So it's just a dumb, goofy thing.
Yeah, he's party bear.
Yeah, he lives to party.
Yeah, I just had Brother Lee and the Leather Jackals on the show a little bit ago, and I remember seeing their picture of Danny and with a party bear and stuff. It's just fun to see pictures circling around the internet with my friends and party bear.
It's weird, yeah. I think St. Louis is, again, the kind of city you can do that in, and people have a good sense of humor about it. And
right.
I probably sound totally miserable, because I guess I am, like, sometimes. But, like, I generally try to just do stuff that makes people at least have fun or goofy or, like, have a sense of humor about myself or be self-deprecating, you know.
There's no reason. Life's too short to take yourself seriously.
Yeah, there's no point. There's no point.
Have a good time.
Speaking of having a good time, Shane, we're about to try dessert.
Uh-oh.
So these are the Captain Crunch Delights, they're called. This is the other genius thing about Taco Bell. These mashup things. Dorito tacos. Genius idea. A guy thought of this? Like, a guy who was dying of cancer thought of this? Isn't this the story with the Dorito taco?
I don't know the backstory.
He had the idea, and they said, sure, we'll do it. And I don't know if they ended up paying him. They ended up making millions, and I don't know if this guy ever saw any money from it. I think he may have later, but it was an interesting story anyway.
Yeah.
So, Captain Crunch Delights. These are what look like... I'm going to try to explain this. They look like Timbits. Timbits are like donut holes. They're red. They have Cap'n Crunch crumbles all around the outside. And they're filled with sort of a warm jism, it looks like. The picture of these looks like if you like held a goat down and dipped his balls in like Elmer's glue and then put Cap'n Crunch around it. That's what you're eating. Yeah. They're like Taco Bell Rocky Mountain oysters. That's what it looks like. And I'm going to try one. Do you want to try one?
I tell you, man, you said you worked in marketing. If you couldn't paint a picture right there with that, if that doesn't sell them right now.
The marketing is genius because they just give people what they want, which people say they want healthy stuff, but they don't want that stuff. They want Cap'n Crunch Delights donuts. What I want.
I'll put a picture on.
They're just oozing with, look at that, oozing with flavor.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right,
here you have one. We got four.
Okay.
Four to a pack. All right, now try it out. It tastes like Cap'n Crunch cheer. Yeah, it's delicious. Yeah, as advertised. I'm delighted. They're called Delights. And we got two left. That's great news. You have one, you're like, oh, man, I wish I had two more. There they are.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Artificial flavors, whatever. This is great.
My buddy, I was here with him the other day, and he got the Cinnabon ones.
Oh yeah, those are good too.
And he said that they're like just amazing. That
they really are.
I haven't tried them yet.
If you can get over the jizzy middle,
yeah.
Here I'll share my other one.
Oh man,
would you like another one? You're all good. I have now had a big box of tacos, and I'm capping it off with these delicious donuts. Something, you know how your taste buds and your sense of smell takes you back? Like your memory, like you have a memory, right? I'm going somewhere with this. But I guess your sense of smell can take you back even further. To the point where your brain can't remember it, but your olfactory senses can, and it can drive you insane. Because right now I'm tasting something from my childhood, and it's not Cap'n Crunch, but it's close. But my brain can't remember what it is, so I'm going crazy right now trying to figure out what this flavor from my childhood is.
The nice thing about these is they don't just shred the roof of your mouth like Cap'n Crunch really does. So.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a good point, because it is Captain Crunch, but it's like grounded to like a fine Parmesan.
Did you say Captain Crunch?
Captain Crunch. I'm just going to have to think about that a while, because this flavor is taking me back.
way
to like 1980. I want to say 7.
It's a good year.
And this is tasting a lot like, God, a Pop Tart or something I had when I was, I don't know, but it's, I'm gonna be back.
Yeah.
It's probably some chemical experiment. I don't know. I wash it all down with a nice iced tea, unsweetened. That's pretty weird.
You gotta be healthy, you know? You can't really need that extra sugar.
I think people find it gross that I get unsweetened iced tea at a fast food restaurant, but I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you get iced tea too late at night, because they make it in these big tubs, don't get it at night. Because, like, I get it at night, and you can tell they're just transferring it from these old cups, like, to other... I see them doing it. I don't care. I drink it anyway, but...
So I put your picture on the Facebook, and I let the fans give them the voice to speak, and... We got a couple of questions.
Okay, cool.
Kate wanted to know, how many unlimited Pizza Hut breadsticks can you eat in one sitting?
Oh, that's very specific. I think I know who this Kate is.
Yeah.
And my record is 20 breadsticks in college. There was a period when I was a freshman in college at Spoon River Community College that every day I went to Pizza Hut in Macomb, Illinois, had 10 breadsticks and an unsweetened iced tea. Again, to be healthy. And I got to the point where I'm like, I think I can eat 15, and I could time it so that I would order the 10, and around 7 or 8 they would put in my next order so that it would come out hot, so there was no delay.
Yeah.
And then I got up the bravery to try 20, and I got 20 one day. I got 20 breadsticks down, and I never felt anything like it in my life. I felt like I was drunk.
Yeah.
To the point where I was laughing really hard. I felt euphoric. My friends were like, what's wrong with you? I wasn't drunk. I was just like, I felt really high, honestly.
Yeah.
It was nothing else I've ever felt. And I found out later, I think possibly because of all the yeast and all this, like maybe there was some sort of like fermentation going on there. I looked it up. Like, there was a guy, and I think they discovered sake. Because this guy they thought was a town drunk just ate so much rice, it would ferment and cause him to... That might be total BS, but this is what I'm telling people.
Yeah.
You eat 20 breadsticks at Pizza Hut, it's as good as drinking a tall boy.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go.
So that's my record.
So eat up. When you were saying all this, it reminded me of a story. So a couple of years back...
Mm-hmm.
Forget now. I mean, anyway,
let's say 5.
Yeah, Farm Aid was in Kansas City, and me and a couple friends took a trip up there to Farm Aid, and it was at this like soccer stadium or whatever there, Live Strong Arena or whatever they call it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we stopped at on TV at the time there was a Truck Stop Missouri. Based on the Midway truck stop in Columbia, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
It was on whatever, Discovery or whatever, one of the channels on cable. Anyway, so I was watching the show, and then I realized that they had this biscuits and gravy eating contest or challenge. And so I was like watching the show, and I'm like, man, I want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So on the way to Kansas City, we stopped in Columbia. And they were like, oh, well, usually you got to have, like, reservation kind of thing or whatever to do it. But I'm like, man, I just drove.
You got to have a reservation at a truck stop?
Well, like, for the challenge.
Oh, okay.
So I guess so they can get all the biscuits and gravy ready. And so they're like, well, we'll see what we can do. And it was like, nobody in the restaurant. So they're like, all right, we can go ahead and do it. They just don't want you to show up, like, when dinner rush at the truck stop. And so anyway. they bring me out the biscuits and gravy. They bring it out in two like giant like bowls, like basically a trough.
Oh.
And like it's like so they bring you two bowls, so you like you can eat the one and it doesn't like get all cold, and they'll bring you the fresh one second. So like so
I know no one can see my face right now, but it's disgusted.
It's 7 biscuits.
Uh-huh.
I I think it's I think it was 8 pieces of bacon, 4 on each bowl,
and 50 eggs,
2 orders of hash browns, 1 in each bowl, and 70 ounces of gravy.
God.
And it was called the Big 70 Challenge. So
it's called the Early Death Challenge.
So anyway, they bring me this out, and they bring it out to you with like a wooden like ladle, like a spoon kind of thing to eat it with, and like
and you did this?
Yeah, so I'm like going to town on the first bowl, and it's really, really good biscuits and gravy too. So that was at least it wasn't like this, you know, garbage and like. But
yeah.
I'm like, man, it's actually good. So like, didn't mind it. But like, I ate the first bowl.
It's good garbage.
Yeah, I ate the first bowl, and I'm like starting to, you know, it's already kind of hitting, and I'm like, man, this is gonna be tough. And like, they brought me in the second bowl, and. Well, that's probably when you get to the bottom of the first bowl, it does start getting cold and like thickening up, and then it starts getting gross.
It starts getting gross.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. So then they bring you the second bowl, and it's fresh again, and it's like, all right. And I took a couple bites, and then I'm like, I'm done. I can't do it no more. And because then it started hitting my back of my head. I'm like, man, I'm going to Farm Aid. This is like the morning of. I'm going. I got to go hang out at this concert for 10 hours.
I got to see Willie Nelson.
Yeah. I got to go listen to some Neil Young.
And,
So I end up throwing in the towel, and they put my name on the wall of shame. And so it's still on there.
Is that the wall of shame if you can't finish it?
Yeah. And if you finish it, if it's $20 for the challenge, and if you finish it, you get it for free, and then you get a... like a shirt and your picture on the wall and all this stuff. But
where's this?
Columbia, Missouri.
Oh yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, if you're ever going through Columbia and you want to try some biscuits and gravy challenges,
I'm sort of off my competitive eating game. Yeah. This is as close as I got today eating all these tacos. Yeah. But I ate, you know, when I had my metabolism before I got like became 34 and just all that caught up to me. Like, I ate, like, 10 baked potatoes once. I could just put it away. I work with a guy who can just put it away like that. And, you know, he's, like, 20-something, and he's just as skinny as hell, you know.
Sure.
Can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
It's too bad.
Yeah, I haven't done any challenges in a while, but I did do Buffalo Wild Wings Blazing Wing Challenge a while back.
Is that a nationwide thing? Can you do that at any Buffalo Wild? Any BWs? Any B-dubs?
I think so. It was like 6 of the hottest wings and or 12 of the hottest wings in 6 minutes. And
their wings are pretty hot. The first time I ate, the hottest chicken I've ever had is not Buffalo Wild Wings, but at a place called Bolton's in Nashville. They do something called hot chicken, which is like dry rubbed with these heat, and they're like, I want the hottest one, and they're like, are you sure? And I'm like, yeah, I can handle it, blah, blah, blah. And then I had, like, basically a vision quest. I just saw white spots, and I felt compelled to take my shirt off at one point and walk around. I didn't do that, but my brain was like, take your shirt off, go outside, walk around. And it was just, like, the craziest. I don't understand people who can eat. Like, I like hot food, but what I eat is relatively like the Scoville units, relatively low. I can't even imagine even approaching some of that stuff people eat.
I did, I guess about a year ago, I went to Steve's Hot Dogs, and he had a... I guess some local guy had brought him some ghost chili peppers.
Yes, yes.
And he ground them up and made a ghost chili pepper sauce, and we had a hot dog eating contest with ghost chili pepper sauce on it. And this is, you know, Steve's quarter pound dogs with the big, thick Italian buns on them and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And I did, it was kind of like you finish one, they hand you the other one kind of deal. Mm-hmm. So I did one, and I think maybe I got two down. The first one, the initial batch, like, was the hottest and most concentrate.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, the second batch, obviously, they had to lighten up on the chili pepper sauce because they were making it last. I think I did, like, two dogs. And then I look over at this guy next to me. He's got, like, 6 down already or something like that. And I'm like...
did it wreck your entire day? Because I ate some hot chili once like that. Yeah. And it was just done.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't do anything the rest of the day.
It was pretty intense. It was... But yeah, I gave up after that. I'm like, there's no
way. So Taco Bell had for a limited time the Diablo sauce.
Yeah.
Which was really hot for Taco Bell, but it's already gone.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell? Why not just keep hot sauce around at your taco place?
Well, that's Taco Bell.
Fire is not cutting it for me. Fire sauce. It's for babies. You put that in a baby's mouth.
Doesn't even care.
Yeah. Garbage.
The best part of the hot dog challenge was they gave you a gift bag for participating, and I got a shirt, and it was like Steve's logo, and it said Feast of Flames on it.
Uh-huh.
And so it was only for that challenge, so that was pretty cool. That
free custom T-shirt. Yeah,
right. And then I got some Tums and some baby wipes in my gift bag. So they were like, "You're probably gonna need these
for your ass." Yeah,
that was yeah.
I already feel like I'm dragging already. I already had I feel like it's all kind of kicking in.
Like Captain Crunch delights are kicking in.
Yeah, you know how your body. I mean, it always sounds good. I used to drive out to, I don't know what road that was. There's a combination Pizza Hut Taco Bell, and I would always get the big box and then get the breadsticks and just demolish it.
Yeah.
And I wasn't 10 minutes from the place, and I was like, this is a mistake. But I love it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take a little nappy poo right here in this Taco Bell.
Yeah. Nope. Well, don't mind if I do.
There's nobody here. Yeah. There's nobody here anymore.
Just two guys and
yeah.
Microphone.
Wish you could see this. This little Kylie Minogue playing. We're in the back corner.
This is living. I was going to bring up another story with we both went to the John Mulaney show a while back.
Yes,
at the pageant.
Yes,
that was a good time.
The night I met my girlfriend.
That night.
Well, let me think. Second or first? Oh, I don't know. He's been through a few times, so I might be thinking of a different time.
I think you guys have been together for a while.
I think so. I don't really pay attention to that
this
stuff.
Was only a couple months ago or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Second show then.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good show.
What I was going to say was it made it sitting next to you completely enhanced my experience of the show because...
I apologize. I was probably cackling like an idiot.
Because, yeah, he'd tell a joke, and then I would laugh, and then I would listen to you laughing, and then I would even laugh harder. So
okay, yes, up in the box. We were up in Kelsey's box.
No, this was right by the sound.
Oh, yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah. I'm getting the two shows, now flipped around. Yes.
Yeah.
That was a good show, and I tend to cackle a lot when I laugh, and it's bad. And then if I'm drinking, I'm cackling even more. So I'm just But sometimes that's good, and sometimes people are just like, Jesus Christ, this guy. I just have a loud, cackly laugh.
I mean, I didn't know you...
You can... do you want this stuff? We're giving it... Yeah, we're... Yeah. I'm throwing in the towel. Oh, thank you. Those Captain Crunch things were good.
They were?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
We
just got rid of our stuff.
But that, like I said, if I didn't know you, I might have been more annoyed. But the fact that I knew you, it was just even.
So you can imagine all the people around us were like, I fucking hate this guy. Yeah, I tend to cackle.
It was fun.
I can't help it.
That John Mulaney's a silly guy.
I think he's amazing.
Yeah,
I got in. Thank God. I mean. I'm spoiled because I get into a lot of those shows for free sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't know if I paid for that one or not. I try to pay for some shows.
Yeah.
But you know, you work at the radio station, sure. You work, you know some comics. Occasionally, usually the night of, it's like, hey, there's a pair.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't feel too bad. I try not to take advantage of it.
I've been fortunate enough to have been given a lot of opportunities as well. Like the fact that I go to as much shows like I pay for them. People it's kind of one of those things when they know you like it, they're like, that's like, I'm like one of the first people they think of, like, you know, hey, two concert tickets, Shane likes concerts,
yeah,
hey, you want these, like, so
yeah, totally.
So it's cool that like people associate all that,
and that's
like,
what I miss about the radio station is just giving stuff away. That's the most fun thing. Yeah. Like, hey, I can give all this stuff away, you know. So
yeah, and then I joined the pageant street team a while back too, so even give me more free shows, and so that's
free shit hustling.
Yeah, yeah, man. So And not me, man. That's for that. The pageant street team was Kelsey, you mentioned. Mm-hmm. She helped get me in the door there. So that was so thanks
that's
to Kelsey.
Right.
Yeah. So
may she rest in peace. Kelsey McClure. She died.
She died.
Yeah.
She moved to Chicago and died.
That's right.
That's what happens to people when they go to Chicago.
She's in Colorado, killing it right now. Yeah. Apparently.
Well, I thought she's going to Chicago now.
No, I don't know. I haven't kept up.
I'm pretty sure that's what I read.
I can barely figure out what to wear in the morning, so I can't keep up with all the action.
You did make a good choice today, though. You got your
Haha Tonka shirt.
Representing.
That was from Twangfest, and I got to crowd surf at a Haha Tonka show, which is unusual.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
People don't crowd surf anymore. It's depressing.
I went to a Point Fest, and Ace of Base.
There we go.
Yeah, bringing it back. So this is my jam, man. This is when I'm cruising down the highway and on listening to my 90s on 9, and I just crank it full blast, man.
I had this cassette in 8th grade, and I was my first DJ gig. I played this.
Yeah.
The gym went wild. Yeah.
I had a.
What is this new joint?
I'm
like, y'all ain't ready for this one, son. And it was I Saw the Sign and All That She Wants Is Another Baby.
Yeah.
Back to back. For 8th graders.
The single?
And they lost their shit. Yeah, it was fantastic.
I had the Roxette tape that and I used to crank that up. So that's pretty comparable.
That was the same dance that we played. Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You, broke on cassette. And we had to hear it four times. Twice students requested and twice the teachers requested.
Yeah.
It's really weird. People just didn't get tired of that song. And then we ran out of music to play, and one of the teachers, Mr. Dalton, went to his car and got a Queensryche tape and was like, put this on.
Right.
And immediately everyone's like sitting down, and it was just depressing.
Yeah.
They blamed me because I was the DJ. Poor choices.
Yeah. I remember in middle school that I was the DJ because I was the guy that had the most CDs.
Uh-huh. You're the Columbia House veteran.
Yeah, so I brought my like binder full of CDs,
uh-huh.
which you know that's another thing. Like kids today don't know, aren't gonna know.
Kids,
everything is digital. They don't have the binder full of CDs anymore.
That's right.
So anyway, so I'm sitting here hanging with my friends, and it was kind of that you know. 7th grade, 8th grade thing where, like, they all wanted to, like, they had their girlfriend and they were holding hands and they wanted to, like, slow dance kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And the only slow song I had in my entire collection was Seal's Kiss from a Rose.
Yes!
And I think it was the same kind of thing. I ended up having to play, like, four or five times that night because I'm like, we want to slow dance. And I'm like, alright, here we go. Here's this
that
one.
Saxophone solo is how I feel right now after eating all those tacos. Just like, lethargic and just like that song. Why was that on a Batman soundtrack?
Yeah.
Jesus, it wasn't in the movie though.
Huh.
That would have been great if they put that in the movie.
Yeah.
When the Riddler showed up.
That's what I think of that song every time I think back to my hanging out in my buddy Tommy Carlisle's basement, and
we all think of that.
Watching
Tommy Carlisle's basement,
watching a bunch of seventh graders slow dance. So
I still do.
Yeah.
Oh. Yes. I subscribe to a website.
Yeah.
This is seventh graders slow dancing at arm's length. They leave room for the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Nothing more exciting.
I thought of a. Couple of silly questions I asked you.
All right.
While I was working today.
Hit me.
Who is your favorite Crisscross member? Chris MacDaddy or Chris MacDaddy Mac?
Which one died?
I believe it was Daddy Mac.
The other one.
Okay. Good choice.
He was skinnier. I had Crisscross pants in sixth grade. They were just backwards pants, I guess. And the principal made us turn them around. And we also couldn't wear... We used to wear... The style was to wear overalls with one overall up and the other hanging down.
Yeah.
That was also outlawed in my school. Because you could walk by and knock one of the straps off and their pants will fall down.
Right.
So this is all BS rules about fashion.
BS.
Knife School is not fashion forward.
Yeah.
They banned co-ed naked shirts, too. It was basically the worst.
Yeah.
It was the worst.
And then I was also going to ask, who was your favorite Journey singer, Steve Perry or Steve Argeri?
That's not even a contest. Steve, I don't even know the other person.
Yeah.
Steve Perry, man.
I just find it funny that
that documentary is good, though. Is that who the other guy is?
I don't know. New guy, like
the Filipino guy.
Yeah, I don't know his name.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
He, you got to watch that documentary on Journey on Netflix.
I just find it hilarious that of all the people that they could find, they found a guy whose name is almost the exact same.
Steve
Perry and Steve Argeri. Like,
yeah.
I was like,
sounds like Steve or Jerry.
So, anyway, that's why I asked that question. It's just funny to me.
Always Steve Perry.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got the voice of an angel.
Like Nickelback.
Yeah. Oh, Sherry.
I have to pee, Shane.
Oh, geez.
Should we wrap it up?
Wrap it up.
I got to pee so bad. I drink like 32 ounces of unsweetened iced tea.
We got this Stones rocking too, man.
Yeah.
We're
taking up all this space.
We'll wrap this up. So catch Chris on his on
catch
Monday
Chris
night.
on Facebook.
Yeah, Monday nights KDHX.
I'm on Monday nights at 11 on KDHX.
Tune in.
Yes, I'll be there screaming. You can call me. It's fun.
That interview last week with Benigoni and Charlie Brumley was
John Benigoni and Charlie were very fun.
Yeah.
It's still online, I think.
Yeah.
It's kdhx.org. It's just us being stupid.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So you got a Facebook page for that, and you got,
I don't use it much.
Yeah.
It's just my name.
Right.
Just find me.
Well, I mean, on your Loud Quiet Loud.
Oh yeah, loud Quiet Loud at Loud Quiet Loud on Twitter and facebook.com/. Think Loud Quiet Loud STL.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll
my name,
Live
Crit. My name, yeah. Tag me. Tag it up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Cool, man. Well, I appreciate you hanging out in this Taco
Bell.
I appreciate
you meeting me here.
This lovely facility.
Where I live.
Yeah.
Yes. Thanks for 86 shows. I'm proud to be part.
Yeah, man.
Who do you got lined up next week?
I got a bunch of stuff. I got Cave of Swords coming up.
Cave of Swords, yeah. Sunyata and Kevin.
Yeah.
Very good people.
John Maddie and Jake Ashlock John Maddie just won second place at the Funny Bone competition.
Don't know him.
They're new.
I'll have to look
them
up. Yeah, I like new blood and scene.
So they'll be on. You can hear them on this show coming up soon.
All right.
I don't know. I got a bunch of stuff. Jack Relly, he's coming up.
Okay.
Yeah. So
heard of him?
I got a lot of
musician.
I tried to, get my way around St. Louis and meet all kinds of cool people making.
Well, I appreciate that you think I'm cool.
Yeah.
That's not happened.
You get my seal of approval.
Thanks. Your kiss from a rose.
Yeah.
That seal.
It's a callback.
Yeah. Call me.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Shane.
Sing out, you sinners. You've got nothing to hide. For the dark devil night is upon you. I'm a meal you can't finish, but you fork at me like I'm a raw piece of spinach that boosts you. Never found a way to get her off your mind. Some of this is yours and some of this is mine. Like an uncle cancer, I wish I could hide. Mixing medication, mixing up your mind. Waiting on a stranger for another ride. Some of this is yours and some of this is mine. Never found a way to get her off your mind. Never found a way to get her. Sing to the death of Sunday school teachers. Whoa, whoa. My dear, the pack
Sentences for